is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Burgers and birthdays on the menu on the presidential campaign trail over the weekend. Kamala Harris celebrated number 60 at a couple of churches in Atlanta. She told MSNBC she's ready for the next 2 weeks.
There are all sorts of people who are going to throw a bunch of things out that will include mis and disinformation with the intention to dissuade certain people from voting. And that's not new.
Former President Donald Trump worked the fryolator at a McDonald's in suburban Philly.
How much are you getting paid?
He made a stop in Lancaster, too.
We had a tremendous crowd circling the McDonald's, and the people were great, really. The whole state, the whole Commonwealth is as good as it gets, right? Don't you think?
Investigators looking into a helicopter that crashed into a radio tower in Houston, killing four people, including a child. KHOU-TV's Troy Kless.
Just from speaking to a lot of people that live in this area or were here at the time, a lot of them saying that they could hear the crash coming down.
Israel's launched new airstrikes across Lebanon. Correspondent Jared Hill.
Sunday night, explosions just outside of an international airport in Beirut, Lebanon. Israel's attacks on the city, part of a new targeted effort to blow up a significant financial operation that funds the Hezbollah militant group. Israeli officials issued evacuation warnings ahead of what they described as attacks on a large number of targets overnight.
Beginning in New York today, the trial of Marine veteran Daniel Penny, charged with manslaughter in a chokehold death on a city subway. Witnesses say Jordan Neely had been shouting and begging for money. Legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
This particular type of chokehold that he put Neely in, they are going to argue, was one that specifically because of his background and training as a Marine, he knew or should have known had the potential to cause death.
The Biden administration's just released a proposal that would provide women with private insurance access to over-the-counter birth control pills, morning after pills, and condoms at no cost. The New York Liberty have put 27 seasons of disappointment in the rearview mirror, winning a WNBA title. Breanna Stewart sank two free throws with 10 seconds left in OT for a 67-62 victory over Minnesota in Game 5 of the finals. She tells ABC.
This is something special right here.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There were no injuries, but there was substantial damage after a house fire in Racine yesterday. A statement says Racine firefighters worked that fire at a home on Crabtree Lane yesterday afternoon. It appears to have started in the exterior wall of a kitchen. The cause is currently under investigation. The VP candidate that was in the area yesterday had some words for the VP candidate coming tomorrow. While speaking to supporters in Waukesha yesterday, J.D. Vance talked about Tim Walz, who has a stop in Racine tomorrow night.
Tim Walz has got to convince the American people that Kamala Harris actually knows what she wants to do as president of the United States, and I just don't think anybody's buying it.
The Vance event yesterday was titled a Catholics for Trump event. Walz was at a church in Michigan yesterday where he made a jab about Bibles being sold by Donald Trump. A Walz stop in Racine tomorrow night is set for a little before 7. The location isn't yet known. Tomorrow is the first day of early in-person absentee voting for the election. The weekend started slowly for those looking to get on the interstate. There were two separate crashes and fires Friday night that had both lanes of the interstate shut down. The impacted area was near the Racine-Kenosha County line. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-22 win over the Houston Texans Sunday, thanks to a 45-yard field goal by their new kicker, 33-year-old Brandon McManus.
It's exciting. What a week. Great group of guys. I'm the oldest on the team by 2 years, so some of them are trying to call me uncle and dad already, but no, super excited to be here. Yeah, what a way to help this team win my first game here at Lambeau Field.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's a vet. You can see it. The moment's not too big for him, and obviously that was a big big-time kick.
Green Bay improves to 5-2. Next, they'll play the Jaguars in Jacksonville. College football, the Badgers able to strip-sack Wildcats quarterback Jake Lausch on the way to a 23-3 win at Northwestern. Luke Fickell, on his team, able to convert turnovers into points.
That's the key element to what we're starting to see from this group, is we're able to take advantage of some of these opportunities that are presented to us.
The Badgers host Penn State on Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be another warm one today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 79 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71. Then on Wednesday, a whole lot cooler with a few sprinkles, a high of only 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Do you think that in Europe that Miles Davis is known as Kilometer Davis? Sponges grow in the ocean. That kills me. I wonder how much deeper the ocean would be if that didn't happen. I can levitate birds, but nobody cares. It's a good thing there's gravity, otherwise when birds die, they just stay right up there. Hunters would be all confused. I took a lie detector test. No, I didn't. I remember when I was a fetus, I used to sneak out at night when my mother was sleeping. I thought to myself, you know, now's the time I should start stealing some stuff since I don't have any fingerprints.
Baby does the hanky panky.
Tommy James now a disc jockey. Yeah, he does radio now. Hey, you know, he's very good. He sounds like a disc jockey on the radio. Now, Peter Noon is also a disc jockey from Herman's Hermits. Not as good as Tommy James. Tommy James just has it. It's 6:10. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Monday morning, October 21st at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. We've got sunshine today with a high near 78. A clear sky tonight. Lows around 55. Partly sunny with a chance of showers tomorrow. Slight chance. Highs near 68 degrees. Right now it's clear and 57 degrees at Radio Park. Did you see the comet over the weekend? I saw it again. Yep, Friday night, it was up in the sky, a little cloudy on the Saturday night, but I saw it again. Ah, I'm telling you, I can watch that every night. I know I won't be able to because it'll be gone pretty soon, but if you get a chance tonight, it's going to be a clear night in the western sky. About 6 o'clock, start looking for it. A few minutes later, you'll be able to see it in the western sky. Looks like a small little dot with a tail on it, and that, you know, the dot is a fireball, basically, but yeah, it looks really good. You'll be able to see it tonight, yeah. Hey, we've got Pete Schwamba coming up in just a few moments here with his entertainment beat. 7:30 this morning, we're going to have the conductor here, Mark Eichner from the Racine Concert Band. They're actually putting on concerts at the high schools. We'll talk about that coming up. But right now, Shocking Blue, here's Venus at WRJN.
It got me on a mountain top. It's burning like a silver flame. The summit of beauty and love. And Venus was her name. She's got it.
And timeless hits with Shocking Blue and Venus at WRJN. Well, this guy in Missouri tried to flee from a cop on foot last weekend while carrying a Marie Callender's chocolate cream pie. He was caught. They said the pie's being held for him until his release. That could be in about 15 years. What's that pie gonna taste like in 15 years, huh?
It's been a hard
What movie was that from? Let's see, the song A Hard Day's Night. I know it's from some movie. Give me a moment, I'll think about it. Was it from the movie Help? No, it wasn't that. Yellow Submarine? No. The other one, Let It Be? No. The only other movie they made was A Hard Day's Night. Must have been from that. Okay, The Beatles. Enough with nonsense. It's 6:60 to WRJN local news and timeless hits. Sunshine today. You're waking up to a beautiful morning. We've got clear skies for tonight. Lows around 55 and partly sunny. Slight chance of showers tomorrow. When I say slight, it's about 20%, so probably won't be any shower activity. Highs near 68 degrees tomorrow. Right now, it's a clear sky this morning. It's beautiful here at Radio Park. You're going to love today. All right. You ever get on a plane and you say, I wish I could have the whole row to myself. All right. I'm going to tell you how to do that. You ready for this? Here's a way for couples to get that whole row of airplane seats to themselves. Opt for an aisle seat and a window seat. That means you're leaving in one empty seat between the two of you. Now, try to get row 13 if you can. People are superstitious, so a single seat between two people in row 13, no one's going to book that seat, so you got the whole row to yourself.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Apprentice, starring Sebastian Stan, has caused some controversy and generated the ire of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Trump and his team tried to prevent the film from coming out altogether. Stan says that's hypocritical, as the candidate has been touting free speech. The Apprentice follows Trump in the early days of his business ventures. The film received good reviews and is currently in theaters. Remember when we used to order DVDs from Netflix through the mail, and there were times the company was struggling to survive? Those days are long gone. Netflix added 5 million users in the third quarter of this year alone. The company is projecting its earnings to be $43 billion in 2025. That's a growth of 11-13%, according to Variety, and about $5 million more than last year. The streaming platform now has 282 million users. This must mean lower prices for subscribers, right? Hello? Is this mic on? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, that's funny. All right, Pete Schwabba, you can hear him tonight and every weeknight, 6 to 8 o'clock on our sister station, AM 540 WAUK.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die concert series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall. Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good! So good!
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Expand your tool set with professional power tools from Menards. Metabo represents the gold standard in nailers and cordless power tools. Whether you're at home or on the job site, tackle any building project with Metabo. Power tools make great gifts. Grab the cordless 18-gauge brad nailer, ideal for trim work and molding installation, now on sale for $199.99. Sale price good through December 11th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Choosing the right candidates for any office can be difficult.
My office has lots of drama.
I share my office. But no matter what kind of office you have, if you're hiring, you need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the most qualified candidates for your roles fast. So, for any kind of office.
I'm really going places in my office.
Count on ZipRecruiter to find the right candidates for it. Try ZipRecruiter for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media, he'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown radio refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
The year for Freedom Pain, Band of Gold, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. All right. You've heard about paternity leave, huh? How about paternity leave? A CEO is wondering whether he should grant paternity leave. That's P-A-W, as in the paw of a dog. He doesn't know if he should grant that to an employee who just purchased a puppy. In a poll, 61% of people said he should not grant paternity leave. Yeah, see, those are the people that don't own dogs. I can tell. I can tell the people they talk to here. Right? All right. You know who's in this group? All right. The group is called The Champs. Now, you can't hear them much, but in this group, Seals and Crofts and Glenn Campbell, they were all part of the group The Champs. Here they are, Tequila, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 6:27 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Oh, this is right up my alley. Oh, yeah. There's a food festival in Los Angeles called Chain Fest, featuring culinary bites from Chili's, Panda Express, Pizza Hut, and Red Robin, along with drinks provided by Pepsi. This is no joke either. Yum. Chain Fest. We have to have that here. Here come the Lemon Pipers.
I'll be a silver in my tambourine.
That tambourine play. Local news and timeless hits and tambourines at WRJN. 100% chance this becomes a movie. Back in 1999, a guy in Brazil was shot dead at a bar over a $30 debt. Now his killer is finally behind bars, all because the guy's daughter vowed to avenge his death. Now, at the time, she was 10 years old when he died. His killer originally caught and sentenced to 12 years in prison. That was back in 2013. But he was out on parole while appealing it and disappeared. Now, as this 10-year-old girl grew up, she went back to school, became a lawyer, then quit her job as a lawyer 2 years ago to become a homicide detective. 25 years after her dad's death, she caught the guy. That's right. She made sure he was at the station when they brought him in, and she said she told him she was the one that put him behind bars. Isn't that a great story? I love it. It's news time at 6:31.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There were no injuries, but there was substantial damage after a house fire in Racine yesterday. A statement says Racine firefighters worked that fire at a home on Crabtree Lane yesterday afternoon. It appears to have started in the exterior wall of a kitchen. The cause is currently under investigation. The VP candidate that was in the area yesterday had some words for the VP candidate coming tomorrow. While speaking to supporters in Waukesha yesterday, J.D. Vance talked about Tim Walz, who has a stop in Racine tomorrow night.
Tim Walz has got to convince the American people that Kamala Harris actually knows what she wants to do as president of the United States, and I just don't think anybody's buying it.
The Vance event yesterday was titled a Catholics for Trump event. Walz was at a church in Michigan yesterday where he made a jab about Bibles being sold by Donald Trump. A Walz stop in Racine tomorrow night is set for a little before 7. The location isn't yet known. Tomorrow is the first day of early in-person absentee voting for the election. The weekend started slowly for those looking to get on the interstate. There were two separate crashes and fires Friday night that had both lanes of the interstate shut down. The impacted area was near the Racine-Kenosha County line. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Last Thursday, the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association signed an alliance with OSHA to help create the safest possible working conditions in the dairy processing industry. I am Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report and Rebecca Sweeney, the Senior Director of Programs and Policy for the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association, explains that they are offering two training courses with the help of OSHA. We will hear more about that after this break.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and here's Rebecca Sweeney to talk about the two training courses that the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association partnered with OSHA to create.
So we've launched two new safety trainings with consultation from OSHA. One is basic safety training for dairy processors. That's a great program for anybody, whether they're day two in their job or they've been in for 20 years and they need some reminders. We're making sure that they know about all of the ways that they can keep themselves safe on the job. Our other class is to train our safety trainers to help them understand how adults learn this kind of information and what motivates them to every single day remain committed to the highest standard of safety.
Sweeney says that keeping their workers safe is the highest priority for the dairy processing industry. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some ag news right after this.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and here's a look at some ag news for today. DACAP set out nearly 9,000 traps across 44 counties to catch spongy moths, and it was shown that this year approximately half as many moths were caught, which might be showing some signs of relief from the spongy moth. In other news, the Dairy Business Association will be celebrating their 25th anniversary at the 2025 Dairy Strong Conference. That conference is taking place in Green Bay from January 15th through the 16th. With a look at your agribusiness news from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
It is going to be another warm one today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 79 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71. Then on Wednesday, a whole lot cooler with a few sprinkles, a high of only 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
As much as I'm against crime, there are things we do to criminals that I think are unfair. I think it's unfair that tampering with evidence is an additional crime on top of the actual crime? Talk about piling on. Anything that would be done naturally during the scope of the crime should just be part of the crime. Has any criminal ever not tampered with evidence and gotten anything out of that? You've been found guilty of the crime in question. Your penalty, life in prison. Without the possibility of parole. But we do want to note you were nice enough not to tamper with the evidence. In fact, the lead investigator said it was the most pristine crime scene he'd ever happened upon in his entire illustrious career. So as a tip of the hat, you get to choose top bunk or bottom.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without.
only knows. Local news and Tamla's hits at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here at 6:39. Make it 6:40 now on your Monday morning. For today's sunshine, a beautiful day. Highs near 78. Do you believe it? I was wearing a winter coat last week. 78 degrees the high today. Clear tonight. Lows 55. Partly sunny tomorrow. A slight chance of showers. Highs near 68. Right now, we got a clear sky this morning. Beautiful sunrise over Lake Michigan. 57 degrees now at Radio Park. I see Adele made a choice for her last meal ever. McDonald's. She said she likes to get chicken McNuggets, a Big Mac, and fries as her final meal. She said she eats that at least once a week. This is her final meal. Is she going to the electric chair? I mean, the gas chamber? What's going on with Adele that we don't know about, huh? She's picking out her last meal. At 6:40, WRJN local news and Tamla's hits. Everyday people.
Sometimes I'm right, but I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The butcher, the banker, the drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I'm everyday people. Yeah, yeah.
And Tamla's hits, WRJN, 6:43, a Monday morning. And how about some quick hits this morning? All right. India is considering a law that would replace that irritating sound of a siren of emergency vehicles with more pleasant sounds. I guess like, ding, ding, please move out of the way. Ding, ding, please. I'm asking you twice. Something like that, I guess. Doctors in Egypt removed a small cell phone from the stomach of a patient who swallowed it several months ago. It's unclear what the backstory is, so to speak. You want to know how that stuff gets in there? Mamas to the Pampas, California Dreaming at WRJN.
All the leaves are fine.
at the Pampas, California Dreaming, 646 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Have you ever been such a big fan of somebody performing in concert, you want to go twice, and you want to sit in the front row twice? Don't try it at a Pretenders concert. Nope. On their current tour, if you try to sit in the front row twice in a row, they will kick you out. They said, all we're asking is that you give the local fans a chance. This is what keeps it new for us. Now, Pretenders fans, not feeling the mood on this one. The comments are loaded with people calling it condescending, self-absorbed, and worse. One person said, if the locals wanted to be up front, maybe they should have waited as long as your loyal fans did who follow your tour. Buy some pre-sale tickets and bask in the art. One fan said, imagine being told as a fan that you don't interest me anymore. The Pretenders, not a good move. Why would they do something like that? 646 at WRJN.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Let's face it, nothing makes you look older than you really are than thinning hair. But what if you could not only increase your hair count, but promote new hair growth without surgery, without drugs with potential side effects, and without a prescription from your doctor? Well, now you can, thanks to a breakthrough new supplement called Hair Grow, provided by New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Europe. Hair Grow is now available in the U.S. Only Hair Grow contains Tokogaya, a powerful antioxidant that has received a U.S. patent. Multiple clinical studies show hair growth is safe and effective in promoting new hair growth. In one study, 95% of the patients using hair growth saw increased hair count. Don't lose more time and more hair. Try hair growth today to feel and look your best. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS. Look younger and feel more confident with hair growth by New Nordic. At NewNordicUSA.com or in stores at your local CVS.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Last year, the Combating Auto Retail Scams Bill, or the CARS Bill, C-A-R-S, was passed by the government. And it's supposed to limit the trickery that car dealerships can use when they sell cars. Because the government found evidence that dealers were exploiting women and servicemen and women and people of color when it came to pricing and financing. But this bill has been held back from going into practice because the auto dealers are lobbying against it. And look, as somebody whose teenage daughter is saving up for a car, this tells me I've got to be extra prepared when we go car shopping to ask questions like these. So are there optional add-ons included in this purchase price that I can choose to remove? Can you walk me through each line item on this bill and make sure that I want it and that I consent to pay for it? For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means things you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe, means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness,
you.
Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Tony Orlando and Dawn, Knock Three Times, WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. Says here 34% of women admit they've secretly thrown out some of their boyfriend or husband's clothing, either to get rid of them so he'll stop wearing them or she wants to free up some more closet space for herself. I wish my wife would go through my closet, throw out some of my clothing. I wish she would do it because I'm too lazy to. Yeah, go through it. Yeah, clean it out. Four seasons, working my way back to you, babe.
Working my way back to you, babe. With a burning love inside. Yeah, I'm working my way back to you, babe. And the happiness that time, I let it get away. Day and every day. When you were so
I'm working my way back.
Four seasons. Frankie Valli, 90 years old, still performing. That's hard to believe. I hope when I'm 90 years old, I'm still breathing. He's still performing. Isn't that something? Let's see what we got for you here today. We've got sunshine with a high near 78 degrees for tonight. Clear, lows 55. You might be able to see that comet one more time tonight. I would take a look for it a little after 6 o'clock in the western sky. Partly sunny tomorrow. Slight chance of showers with a high near 68 right now. We've got a clear sky. The sun is rising over Lake Michigan. 57 degrees right here at Radio Park. Here's Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Everybody loves a clown at WRJN.
Everybody loves a clown, so why don't you? Everybody laughs at the things that I say and do. They all laugh when they see me coming, but you don't laugh, you just go home running. Everybody loves a clown, so why can't you? A clown has feelings too. I joke around at a party when you are there. If you don't laugh, you don't look, you just don't care. If you wonder why this clown is crying, look a little closer inside, I'm dying. It's not easy to be in love, you see, when you're a clown like me.
News and timeless hits with Jerry Lewis's little boy, Gary Lewis and the Playboys, 659 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. So this husband in Maine posted a greatest hits compilation of all the things he had to apologize to his wife for. Now, it's a minor bunch of things that happens in a relationship. Somehow when they're listed, though, they sound ridiculous. Here are just a couple of them. Going upstairs for the night without announcing it. Applying the car brakes to save their lives. Letting the knife touch the plate for a fraction of a second while cutting a steak, and momentarily faced her while breathing hot breath in her face. These are the things they argued about. And he's right. When you see him listed on a piece of paper, it does sound kind of dopey, doesn't it?
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Receipt and Ocean.
It's 7 o'clock on the nose. Time for the news now.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by...